Continuing in our learning of the Shabbat of Rav Avadia Yosef, we're in Shailot B'Shabbat Yechavadat, Chela Gimel, Siman, Samech, Teh. It is an interesting question, not necessarily pertaining to those of us who live B'chutz La'aretz, but nonetheless should set our sights on proper behavior. Someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, and his parents live in Chutz La'aretz, and his parents want him to leave Eretz Yisrael and come live with them. So for those of us who live in Chutz La'aretz, we can certainly appreciate the desire to have our children live with us here. But those who want to live in Eretz Yisrael, what is the children's obligation in that case? On the one hand, there's a mitzvah kibud avim, to listen to your parents, to do what they want. On the other hand, there's potentially a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So he starts off by quoting a sifrei. The sifrei quotes, it's a story about the Tanaim. A number of them were about to leave Eretz Yisrael, and when they got to Platya, the end of the border, as they were about to leave, they looked up, they started crying and tore their clothing. When the Torah says, you should inherit the land and live there, right afterwards it says, you should follow all the mitzvot. Why? Living there in Eretz Yisrael is equivalent to fulfilling all the mitzvot, and therefore they turned around. Now the Ramban says, indeed, there is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Ramban writes this in his Hasagot to the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvot. The Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvot, all 613 mitzvot, and nowhere does he list that there is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Ramban wrote commentary to the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvot, and he lists mitzvot aseh she'shachachot amarav, mitzvot lot aseh she'shachachot amarav. He lists mitzvot that the Rambam forgot. One of the mitzvot that the Ramban lists, the Rambam forgot, is mitzvah yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says nothing. In fact, the Sefer Megillat Esther, which is not the Megillah, it's a commentary on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvot. He says, yeah, the Rambam holds that there is no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Many people quote this, the famous Megillat Esther, that the Rambam holds there is no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, which is why the Rambam doesn't include it. He doesn't say yes or no, but he lists all 613 mitzvot, and living in Eretz Yisrael is not one of them. However, others disagree. The Chidah famously, others disagree. They say, even according to the Rambam, there is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Obvious question is, if the Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, why does he not list it among the 613 mitzvot to live in Eretz Yisrael? Famously, the Avnei Nezer writes that this is part of the mitzvah of kibush Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah to capture, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and this is just part of it. Conquer it so that you can live there. All others interpret the Chidah writes, no, you need to live in Eretz Yisrael in order to fulfill other mitzvot. The same way as the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the big machloka is emunah a mitzvah, or no, is emunah a prerequisite for all the mitzvot? It's obvious. So too here, perhaps, living in Eretz Yisrael is a prerequisite for fulfilling all the mitzvot of Leah Faris. So many argue that even according to the Rambam, there is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so let's assume there is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but there's also a mitzvah of kibud avim that no one disagrees about. So what do you do here? So the Maharam in Rutenberg already, one of the Rishonim, was asked that he's asked about the opposite case. A family's in Chutz La'aretz and a child wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, and the parents say no. Should not listen. Why not? He says, well, Chazal, the Gemara in Yevamot writes that the Pasuk Ish Imo V'Aviv Tirau, the Pasuk that says you have to have Yir'an Kavod for your parents, the Pasuk says Ish Imo V'Aviv Tirau Vet Shabbatotai Tishmoru Ani Hashem. It says you have to have Kibud Avayim, and you have to keep Shabbat Ani Hashem. Why together? To teach us Kulchem Chayavim Bichvodi. Meaning, if a parent tells you to do something that's against the Torah, that violates the mitzvah, you do not listen to the parent, even though it would be a violation of kibud avim. Why? Kulchem chayavim bichvodi. I'm required to give kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My parents are required to give kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If my parent tells me to do something that's against the Torah, well, that's wrong. You shouldn't do that, because he must follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I must follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the end of the day, we follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Maharam even says this goes so far as to even the mitzvah de Rabbanan. Even if a parent tells a child not to do a mitzvah de Rabbanan, so now you'll tell me, wait a minute, mitzvah kibud avim, to listen to my parents, is a mitzvah min haTorah. The Torah says it. And the Torah doesn't talk about mitzvah de Rabbanan, so if a parent tells me, don't do a mitzvah de Rabbanan, so then what do I have? Well, let's do the math. On the one hand, I have a Torah mitzvah to listen to my parents. On the other hand, I have a rabbinic mitzvah to do the mitzvah. So which one should I do, the Doraita or the Rabbanan? I would have thought to do the Doraita and listen to my parents and not do the mitzvah de Rabbanan. The Maharam here is saying, no, the Torah is telling us, kulchem chayavim bichvodi. Since both myself and my parent are obligated to give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not allowed to violate a din de Rabbanan, even for the sake of mitzvah kibud avim. The Mabit was asked a different question. Someone who made a neder to go live in Tzfat, the Mabit lived, and his parents don't want him to go. Should he go? He says, yeah, he must go. The he has, on the one hand, the parent has a mitzvah kibud av, on the other hand, this child has a neder. He has to fulfill his neder. He took an oath to go, and therefore he has to fulfill his neder. He says also that the mitzvah to go. So you have to live there. So he has two reasons to go, and therefore such a child should go. And even though there's a violation, he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah kibud av. So too, certainly, if a child is living in Eretz Yisrael and the parents want him to come home, he has a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, which is a mitzvah. On the other hand, it's mitzvah kibud av. But mitzvah kibud av falls when it's contrary to a mitzvah. There's a Rashbats who disagrees. The Rashbats writes that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael once you're living there, other than for two reasons. Mara sometimes gives three. Lumot Torah, to make a living, or kibud avayim. So it sounds like to fulfill the mitzvah of kibud avayim, you have to leave Eretz Yisrael. So maybe in this case where the boy or the girl is living in Eretz Yisrael and the parents are living in Boca, and the parents want the child to come home, that, yeah, you have to leave Eretz Yisrael for the mitzvah of kibud avayim. And perhaps this Rashbats disagrees with the Mavit. However, the Ish Matzliach, or Matzliach Mazuz says, no. The mitzvah of kibud avayim that you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael is only temporarily. You're allowed to go leave, fulfill the mitzvah of kibud avayim, do whatever they need, and come back. Otherwise, you shouldn't be allowed to leave at all. You're allowed to leave, fulfill the mitzvah of kibud avayim, do whatever they need. They need some help, they need some something, but then come back. Tosfos in the Avodah Zarah writes the same thing. When they're talking about lilmod Torah, lisa isha, two other reasons to leave Eretz Yisrael, to learn Torah, to get married, and then not to live there forever, to go to yeshiva for a couple of years in Chutz La'aretz, because in Chutz La'aretz is a better yeshiva for this child, okay, but then come back, to go get married, and then come back, and Ish Matzliach says, so too here, mitzvah kibud avayim, and then come back. Ravadi concludes, therefore, that if a person wants to live in Eretz Yisrael and the parents say no, there is no mitzvah of kibud avayim in this case. The mitzvah of kibud avayim falls in contrast to the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael or any other mitzvah when the parents want the child to not fulfill a mitzvah that is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah of kibud avayim, and the child, in fact, should stay in Eretz Yisrael. Have a wonderful evening.